You're listening to a podcast from Victory. We are commanded to keep the Sabbath day holy. Learn more in week 4 of 10.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Pwede po bang palakpakan muna natin ang Panginoon. You know, God's so good. Napaka-faithful po ng Panginoon sa atin that He brought all of us here together just to worship Him and honor Him and hear from His message. You know, we are continuing our series and we call that 10. Basically, ito po yung 10 commandments na lahat po tayo, alam po natin to. Maybe hindi po natin memorize, but somehow we have the idea of ano-ano ba yung mga nasa 10 commandments. Okay? This is our fourth week. Let me just make a recap para po sa atin dito na hindi po natin nasimulan yung series natin. First week, we talked about, as we summarize po, isa-summarize na lang po natin para mas madali po natin maintindihan. First week, we talked about that there's only one God. Okay? So that is the summary of the first commandment. There's only one God. And the second commandment, the summary is we should worship Him alone. There's only one God and we should worship Him alone. And then the third commandment summarized as we should revere and respect His name. Na hindi po natin gagamitin kung saan-saan lang ang pangalan po ng Panginoon. Because God's name is so holy, it has so much weight that we cannot just use it for anything that we want according to our own convenience. Na hindi lang po ibig sabihin kapag minsan galit tayo sa driver natin, sa driver ng jeep, pagbaba natin, nainis tayo kasi alam nyo po yung sa ano, di ba, yung mga patok, yung talagang nagzizigzag talaga sa Marcos Highway. Tapos ikaw galit na galit ka, naiinis ka, pagbaba mo, sinigawan mo yung manong driver, God bless you! So hindi po natin gagamitin ang pangalan ng Panginoon kasi alam po natin sa heart natin, may mali po eh. Sasabihin pa natin sa ibang kaibigan natin, kalam, the Lord bless you. Kala mo, ha? Jesus loves you. Pero iba po yung motibo ng puso natin. So we're not gonna use God's name in vain. In fact, God's name is so holy. That is why it must be respected. It is to be revered. So right now, pag-uusapan po natin, I'm sure lahat po tayo dito, we're all familiar with this. We're gonna be talking about the fourth commandment, which basically the Sabbath, okay? Rest. And for some of you here, ito po yung paborito nyong topic. Rest. Lalo na po pag nasa cinema kayo, talagang kumaka-rest kayo, talagang gising nyo, amen na po tayo. Lalabas na lang po tayo. Wow, ang sarap ng rest ko dito sa cinema. So talagang tulog na tulog ka. So para sa ito, okay? I hope na wag mong tulugan itong message na to. So I'd like to ask every one of you to stand on your feet. Again, we want to honor and revere God's word. We are still in the book of Exodus. I hope na we are following yung series po natin together na kahit po nagka-quiet time tayo, nag-read tayo ng Bible natin, binabasa rin po natin para po mas lalo po nagsisink in tong Ten Commandments. I'm gonna read it for all of us. Exodus 20 verse 8 to 11 says here, remember, can you say that with me? Remember. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. Ibig po sabihin, sabi ni Lord po dito, even yung mga helper, even yung aso natin, anyone, okay, sa household natin, they shall not do anything in the Sabbath day because that is holy to the Lord. Then in verse 11, for in 6 days, the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but He rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Lord, we thank You, God, for Your word. Lord, we pray, Lord God, right now, Lord. Lord, as we bask into Your presence, Lord God, may we just rest, Lord God, unto Your feet, Lord. Lord, I pray, God, that You would unload us, Lord God, of all the burdens, of all the stress in life, in our work. Lord, we ask, Lord God, for Your Holy Spirit, God, Your presence to be upon us, Lord God, to refresh us, Lord, once again. For we will always find rest only in You, Jesus. Lord, we give You praise. Bless the preaching of Your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. By the way, today's our Independence Day. So, happy Independence Day po sa lahat sa atin. Yung iba po sa atin, talagang makabayan, nasyonalista. So, may mga naikita po ang mga flags everywhere. So again, that is the sign of the goodness of the Lord sa ating pong bansa. As we talk about this specific topic, the fourth commandment about the Sabbath, I could say, if we're gonna be honest to everyone or to one another, I could say that this specific commandment probably would not bring guilt. Okay? When we break it. Unlike when we break the command, like if you steal, if you kill, if you covet, okay, if you commit adultery, that is somehow would bring guilt kapag ka nagawa po natin yung mga bagay na yon. And sometimes we would even ask for a counselor to counsel us. Kasi parang mabigat po yon. When we steal, when we kill, you know, when we covet. But ito pong commandment na to, probably it's not a big deal. You know, kung mabreak man natin to, you know, it's not that serious just like the others. Because we think that a Sabbath, when God said that remember the Sabbath, it feels like, you know, it's just an ordinary day. You know, I don't really even care if I'm resting, if I'm honoring the Sabbath. You know, I feel like I'm not breaking. Okay? Maybe I'm breaking it, but that's not too serious. That's why ito po yung kailangan nating maintindihan when we talk about the Sabbath, and it means the rest, resting in the presence of the Lord. Now, the question is, why would God command all of us to remember the Sabbath? Simply because I realize that work sometimes, or most of the time, work becomes an idol for most of us. Nagiging ito na po yung parang sandigan natin. Because whether we like it or not, when we don't work, then we don't have money. Tama po ba? That is why sometimes, kaya po sinasabi ni Lord sa atin, remember the Sabbath, because we keep on working and working and working too hard. And sometimes, sad thing about it is that nagiging idol na po natin yung work natin. I need to work because I need to buy this. I need to work because I need to pay this. I need to work or else I'm not gonna eat. As if like there is no tomorrow, that is why we are killing ourselves too hard to work every single day. And now, when we have that mindset, work becomes stressful. Wala na pong peace. Wala na pong kapayapaan. Imagine, kapag ka papasok ka pa lang, di ba? If you're working sa Ortigas, sa Makati, you know, papasok ka pa lang, mag-aabang ka pa lang ng FX, grabe na yung pila, sobrang stressful na. Ngayon, pag upo mo ng FX, alam mo na mangyayari, malamang mga isang oras at kalahate, dalawang oras ka sa biyahe, sa C5, sa EDSA, bago ka makarating sa office. Pagdating mo ng office, ito na yung tambak na trabaho, kailangan mong gawin, i-deliver, okay, on time, then there's so much stress. Now, the question is, why is work stressful? I want to build this message for us to see and understand and appreciate what Sabbath is all about. But I want you to take note and see, why is work stressful? Bakit nga ba tayo na-stress? Sino po ba dito na-stress ka sa trabaho mo? Huwag mo itataas yung kamay mo. Okay, may nagtaas. Talagang may hugot, lumalabas talaga, no? But you know, why is work stressful? Bakit nga ba? Yung, alam mo yung pag-uuwi ka, talagang parang feeling mo, hindi ka pa pumapasok, pagod na pagod ka, hapong-hapo ka na. Parang wala ka pang sinisimulan, pagod ka na. Diba? Lalo na kung mag-LRT ka. Pag akyat mo ng LRT, amoy baby ka. Pagbaba mo, amoy lupa ka na. Stress na stress ka na. Diba? Parang kulang na lang, ilibing ka. Yung pagka gumalaw, hindi mo na kailangan gumalaw pag lalabas ka ng pinto. Pagka gumalaw yung nasa dulo, po, lahat yung gumagalaw na. Okay? Lalabas ka na lang. So, stressful. Now, why is work stressful? Because we rely on work to provide for our needs in life. It becomes stressful, yung mga work po natin, yung mga load natin sa buhay, because we rely on work to provide for our needs in life. You know, when we don't work, we don't receive our salary. Ganun lang po kadali yun. That is why lahat pagkagising natin ng umaga, kailangan nating isipin yon. You know, I need to deliver, I need to meet my quota, yung sales ng team namin, we need to reach that, or else, paano na lang yung mga babayaran ko? The truth is, as cheap as 18,000 right now, nowadays, you can buy your own car. Nakikita nyo po sa baba, meron po dyan, yung mga pagka may mga sinoshowcase po yung mga kotse, 18,000 down payment, sabi all in. But, hindi po doon natatapos yon. You need to work hard and harder to pay the monthly due ng kotse na kinuha mo. That is why it becomes stressful kasi feeling natin itong work, I need to work and work because this will provide for all the needs in my life. Kaya nga po, di ba pagka kumuha ka ng TV, dati po may LCD, 2 years mong babayaran. sinwipe mo, walang aray, di ba? Sinwipe mo lang, then 2 years, zero interest. Ngayon, after 6 months, may lumabas na bago, hindi na LCD, LED na. Ngayon, sa swipe mo na naman, ngayon magkakaroon na, wala pong katapusan yun, hanggang Z yun eh. Okay? LED, LCD, LCD, LED, hanggang Z, ZED, ZED yun. So, ibig sabihin, you have to work and work and work to pay for it. Kaya nga po yung iba sa atin, yung mga credit cards po natin, puro signs and wonder. Sign tayo ng sign, pagkatapusan, dumating ang billing, wonder tayo ng wonder, saan ko kukunin yung pambayad ko nito? And that is why we need to work and work, work harder so that I can provide for the needs of my family, of my needs. Okay? That is why it becomes so stressful. At the same time, work becomes so stressful simply because we find our identity in our work. Di ba nga, pagka may reunion kayo, nagtatanungan, oh Brad, pare, anong trabaho mo ngayon? Pag maganda-ganda trabaho mo, syempre, proud ka, you know, doctor ako ngayon eh. You know, I'm an engineer. I oversee a lot of companies. Ngayon, pagka yung work mo, medyo hindi ganun ka, basta nag-work ako. Masaya ako sa work ko. Hindi mo masabi. And it becomes so stressful to you because you are finding your identity in your work. Na kapag the more na maganda, nurse ako, you know, nasa BPO ako, you know, I'm doing this. You know, ang sarap sabihin. Walang struggle. Pero kapag ka ang work mo, hindi ganun ka kataas, you will find so many ways para maiba yung usapan. Kasi stress na stress ka. Paano kung malaman nila ganito? So that work becomes so stressful simply because first, we are looking for that work to provide for our every need sa buhay po natin. At the same time, we are finding our identity, looking for our identity in our work. Sabi po sa Proverbs 23 verse 4, "Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show restraint." It's okay to work. But the problem is, we are working so hard and we tend to forget what is so important for us. And I'm talking about rest. I'm talking about Sabbath. You know, according to the study, sabi po sa US, 25% of the people who are working check their work during vacation, habang nagbabakasyon po sila. 25% of them oftentimes check anything about their work through emails, through phone. You know, lahat po sinecheck nila, 25%. Ibig sabihin, nagbabakasyon sila, hindi sila nagpapahinga. Work, 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 work. Yung iba, kinakanta mo na, di ba? So, yun lang talaga iniisip nila. And also, not just that, another 59% check their emails, their cell phones, during holidays, during Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day. Makikita po natin, ganun po ka-workaholic ang tao. At hindi lang po mga sa US yon, even in the Philippines, we are all workaholics. Given a chance, may opportunity po tayo to work. You know, we're gonna do everything. Kaya nga po, sa buong mundo, siguro ang Pilipino po, kahit nasa anong bansa, meron po tayong representative doon. And they love Filipinos. As in talagang yung mga employer po ng mga ibang nationality, pag sinabing Pilipino yan, they work hard. And because of that, nakakalimutan po natin yung salitang rest. Nakakalimutan po natin yung Sabbath. Okay? So, gisingin mo yung katabi mo. Oy, ito na yon. Sabi mo. Rest. We'll be talking about rest. Okay? Let me just go back in Exodus 20, verse 8. Sabi po dito, remember. Again, can you say that with me? Remember. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Now, I want to go first in that word, remember the Sabbath. Why God commanded us to remember the Sabbath? Again, Sabbath, literally the Hebrew word of Sabbath is Shabbat, which means the absence of struggle. Ibig po sabihin, you are at peace, you are at rest, there's no burden, there's no heaviness. It is the absence of struggle. That is what Sabbath is all about. So, hindi po ito ibig sabihin yung nag-uusap kayo tapos may sabat na sabat. Hindi po ito yun. So, remember the Sabbath. Wag mong, lagi mong tatandaan, wag mong kalilimutan ang Sabbath. Why? The reality is, we are all forgetful people. Lahat po tayo makakalimutin. Lahat po tayo, even though how brilliant we are, even though how wise we are, but you know, this simple but yet profound commandment from the Lord, still we tend to forget. Remember the Sabbath. Masyado po tayong we will do everything. You know, kahit po pagod na tayo, kahit nahirap na tayo, parang sinabi dito, papasok ako, boss, hindi naman baha, kahit bahang baha. Diba, lahat gagawin mo, but why? Kasi, ang dami kong kailangan bayaran. Pan-tuition fee, pambayad ng utang, ng kotse, ng bahay, ng Meralco, ng tubig, lahat. That's why I need to wear myself out and work and work and work. But then again, God told us, God gave us this commandment. Remember the Sabbath. Don't just work too hard. Remember the Sabbath. In fact, if we're going to make a reference, we're going to find this in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 15. Sabi din dito, remember that you were slaves in Egypt. Now he was talking to his people, the Israelite people. If you know the story, again, we're going to go back in the book of Genesis, where 400 years the Israelite people were enslaved by Egyptians. 400 years po nagtatrabaho ang mga Israelites sa mga Hudyo. And every single minute, they would make bricks as if talaga hindi po sila pagpapahingayin ng mga Egyptians during that time. And God, in His compassionate heart, in His love towards His people, He took them out from the land of slavery for 400 years because they kept on working. That is why in His love, He took them out of slavery. Dinala po ng Panginoon, ng Diyos, ang mga Israelites into the promised land. Kaya po yung sinabi niya po dito, remember that you were slaves in Egypt, that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. Sabbath day is actually a freedom day. It's actually a day of rest, but that is not just an ordinary rest. But God is telling them and God is telling us at the same time, remember the Sabbath. Because we've been so pressured. We've been so burdened and bombarded of all the requirements. You know, kailangan nating projects na isubmit, na kailangan nating tapusin. You know, kailangan nating i-meet. Isang araw na lang, matatapos na yung deadline. Kailangan nating gawin to. Kailangan huwag tayong matulog, huwag tayong magpahinga. And yet, nako-compromise po yung Sabbath day natin, yung rest day natin. But sabi po ng Panginoon, remember the Sabbath. Not just remembering the Sabbath, I'm gonna explain more of what Sabbath looks like. But at this time, I wanna talk about, yes, we remember it, remember the Sabbath, and keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. For some of you, your rest day could be Sunday. But maybe some of us here, maybe most of us, lalo na po ngayon, marami po nag-work sa BPO, iba-iba po yung schedule, or maybe kung anumang company yung pumapasok kayo, maybe some of your Sabbath, your rest day is Tuesday, or maybe Wednesday. You know, for us po, kami mga pastors, our Sabbath, our rest day is actually Monday. Sabbath means it's not just an ordinary day. When you keep it holy, you know, I could say that, you know, the rest of the week, we could worship God in our work, sa family natin, we can just worship God. But you know, Sabbath, we need to keep it holy because this is not just an ordinary day. Why we need to keep it holy? Why we need to set it apart? This is all for the glory of the Lord. Now, when I talk about Sabbath and keep it holy, ang ibig bang sabihin nito, pagka rest day ko, I will do everything I want, manonood ako, magmo-movie marathon ako, kakain ako kung ano ang gusto ko, lalabas ako, magsha-shopping ako, you know, matutulog ako buong maghapon. Is that Sabbath? Is that rest day? It's not what this scripture is telling us. But what Sabbath is all about, what rest is all about, is really keeping it holy, setting it aside for the Lord, not really for our own pleasure, but for the pleasure of God. So that all the more, this is the time that I get to hear more of you. You know, during the week, we are so stressed. You know, 24/7, for some of us, we've been working 24/7. But, you know, I'd like to give this idea of 24/6. Because that one day is sacred and holy to the Lord. You know, if we're going to, again, make a reference in the book of Exodus, chapter 16, you know, when after the Israelites went out of Egypt, you know, they were in the desert, in the wilderness, they were grumbling. They were complaining. Sabi nila kay Lord, sabi nila kay Moses, sana iniwan mo na lang kami sa Egypt. At least doon may nakakain kami. Unlike dito, sa wilderness, you know, we cannot eat anything. And they kept on grumbling, they kept on complaining to God. That is why God, in His love, in His goodness, in His faithfulness towards the Israelite people, used Moses through giving them manna and quail. Kaya nga po sa Exodus 16, sabi pong ganon, now, this is what you have to tell these people. These people are hard-headed. Matitigas ang ulo nito. Then, I would test them. You know, tell them to gather as much as they can every single day for 6 days. And on the sixth day, they would gather twice as much of what they gather each day. So, ibig sabihin, every day po, kukuha sila ng pagkain, ng manna and quail. As in, lalabas lang sila. As in, pangkabuhayan showcase na paglabas nila. Lahat, kukuha na lang po sila kung ano yung kaya nila. But on the sixth day, twice as much. Why? Because sabi ganun, because on the seventh day, you should not gather anything because that day is Sabbath. It is a holy day. You should set it apart. Pero dahil matitigas po ang ulo ng mga tao during that time, as in sobra-sobra po ang kukunin nila, triple, sabi po ni Lord, twice. Pero sila triple. Kinabukasan, they are full of maggots. Inuud lang yung mga kinuha nila. Because God wanted them to understand that, you know, God is a provider. God is sovereign and He knows what we need. Kaya nga po sa Exodus 16 verse 23, He said to them, this is what the Lord has commanded. Tomorrow is a day of solemn rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake and boil what you will boil and all that is left over, lay aside to be kept till morning. So remember the Sabbath. It doesn't mean that yes, I have rest day, then I can do anything we want. But keep it holy. It means to say this is the time where we could be refreshed in the presence of the Lord. We will wait in the Lord and we will receive from the Lord. Lord, what is it you want me to hear from you? I've been working so hard these past days, but Lord, now this is my time with you. That's why I want to move on and talk about rest unto the Lord. This is what I want to give so much weight in this message. That word, rest. As we remember the Sabbath and keep it holy, not just an ordinary day. Hindi lang yung rest day ka, then magiging couch potato na lang tayo, we will be idle, not doing anything. No. God gave us this commandment so that all the more we will dwell in His presence. But sometimes we are so familiar with this, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, we don't feel guilty of breaking it. But if we kill, if we steal, if we commit adultery, then that is so serious. But somehow, this commandment, we take it too lightly. But I want to submit to all of us here today that when we do this, when we really understand how to rest in the presence of the Lord, then the rest of the commandments will just be a delight for us. Rest unto the Lord. You know, that word rest or Sabbath actually really began in the book of Genesis, in the day of God's creation. Genesis 2, verse 1 to 3, it says here, thus the heaven and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work He had been doing. So on the seventh day, He rested from all His work, and God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it, He rested from all the work of creating that He had done. Now, think about this. Why God rested? Did He get tired? Was He tired on the seventh day? No way. But God rested on the seventh day because He wants to enjoy. His creation. He wants to enjoy whatever from the sun to the moon to the human beings. He wants to enjoy them. Now the question is, why is it that on the sixth day, God created Adam? Bakit hindi sa first day so that may katulong si God para ayusin yung mga kinreate niya? You know the reason why God created Adam on the sixth day before the rest day? So that when Adam wakes up on the next morning, he will just see God resting. He will just see God enjoying His creation. Now, the problem with us today is that we kept on working. You know, Monday, probably your Sabbath day, Sunday. We work Monday, Tuesday. You know, we work so hard. Then pagdating na Sunday, it should be a rest day, but yet we are stressed. Why? Because we're not enjoying what we're doing. And pagdating na Sunday, yes, physically we are here in church service, but literally in our mind, we are still thinking of our sales, of our quotas, of what's happening in our family. We are not really resting in the presence of God. Could it be possible that we are experiencing that way? That yes, Sabbath, Sunday, for some of us, for some of you, this is your rest day. But yet, we are so consumed of the problems, of the burdens, of the weight, of the pressures that we keep on thinking instead of just worshiping God and resting in His presence. Because the Bible says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. This is not just an ordinary day. And sometimes the problem is we work so hard than rest. But let me submit to you, it's the other way around. We need to rest first in the presence of God and wait on Him and press on and seek God and tell God, Lord, I just want to dwell in Your presence. I just want to worship You. I've been so burdened the rest of the week, but Lord, today I just want to lay down everything to Your feet. I want to rest into You. I want to rest into Your presence. Rest. So that the following day you are recharged, you have something from God, then it's a delight for you to work. And then the following day, work again. And then go back again and rest. But sometimes the problem is we kept on working. And then rest. At makikita po natin yung sarili natin, instead na rest, stressful tayo. Why? You know, instead na nag-rest po tayo, burden pa rin tayo, uuwi tayo, nilalambing tayo ng mga anak natin, ayaw nating palambing, ayaw nating makipaglaro because we are stressed. We've been thinking about our work. But you know, when we set aside, keep it holy, the Sabbath, the rest day, setting it aside for the Lord, the Bible says, keep the Sabbath to the Lord. Para po sa Diyos ang Sabbath, ang rest day natin. Hindi po para sa atin. Hindi po para sa pleasure natin. It's not for us to do anything we want, anything we can. It's my rest day anyway. But it is for the Lord. You know, Psalm 127, I'm using the Message translation. Sabi po dito, it's useless to rise early and go to bed late and work your worried fingers to the bone. Don't you know He enjoys giving rest to those He loves? Ito po ang Diyos na sinasamba natin. God would never tell you need to work and work harder. No, God wants us to rest. Not just an ordinary rest, but rest in His presence. Now, the question I'd like to throw to all of you today. Did you enter His rest this week? Did you just wait on Him and seek Him? Just knelt down before Him alone, praying, reading His Word, just worshiping Him. Did you even mention His name, Jesus, during your rest day? Did you even tell Him, Lord, I'm so tired. I've been working so hard. I've been meeting a lot of pressures. I've been meeting a lot of deadlines. Lord, I'm so tired. Would You refresh me? I want to set this day aside just receiving from you, worshiping you, singing songs to your name, just honoring you. I don't mind the pressures. Lord, I know that everything is under your control. I know when I go back tomorrow in my work, there's a lot of pressures. But Lord, at this time, I just like to rest upon you. I'm just going to wait in your presence. When was the last time we really took time and take this Sabbath, this rest day, just for the Lord? Or we are enjoying the Sabbath just for us? Let me submit to you, church, that this is for the Lord. The reason why God gave us this commandment is so that this is also for us. So that when you go back to work, you are refreshed. There's delight. There's joy. There's wisdom. Because you rest first at the feet of the cross. We can only find true rest when we learn to rest in God and enjoy His presence. When was the last time that you enjoyed His presence? It's just between you and God. Or do you remember the time when you got saved? You were so on fire. You were so in love with God as if like there's no tomorrow. You've been crying so hard. You've been worshiping God so hard. You just want Him alone. Or this time we get so busy. We get so caught up with so many things in this world, with the busyness of this world. That is why we forget about Him. And we would just come to Him every time we have need, every time we have problem. Now we will spend time with Him. Lord, hear my prayers. I'm in need. But what about when you are not in need? Are we setting aside time just to worship, just to savor His love, His grace, His faithfulness towards our life? When was the last time? Because only in God we can find true rest. You know, Mark chapter 2, we don't have that in our scripture. It says there that Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. And Sabbath was made for man, not man for Sabbath. Think about this. That is how God loves us so much. God created rest day so that we will have this deep communication with God once again. Because the next 6 days, God knew, you're going to be busy again, my son. You're going to be busy again, my daughter. But how about this day? Can we just talk? Can we just sit down? Can we just exchange ideas? You know, ikwento mo sa akin lahat ng mga nangyari sa iyo ngayong linggo. Yung mga down moments mo, ikwento mo sa akin. You know, that is what God wants for us. Just rest in His presence. You know, it's amazing when Jesus healed sick people, crippled people, blind people on the Sabbath day. You know why? Because He is the Lord of the Sabbath. It gives us the idea that He gives freedom from carrying all the burdens all throughout this week, these years. God wants us to give us rest. God wants us to have this. We're just going to take this time just to worship God and just rest in His presence. You know, this is, for some of you, this is your rest day. Why don't you just take this time, Lord? I don't mind the person next to me. Yes, my wife is beside me, but Lord, it's between you and me. I just like to honor you. I just like to worship you and glorify your name. Just appreciate you of all the good things. Maybe at times, there might be bad times, but Lord, still, I want to worship you, God. This is my time with you. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to God. Come to His amazing grace, in His unending love. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Lord wants to refresh us. The Lord wants to secure us that indeed, my son and my daughter, you don't need to worry about tomorrow. I'm the one holding tomorrow. I'm sovereign. That is what God's telling you for some of you. Don't be so pressured. Don't be so caught up with the things that you need to deliver. But on your Sabbath day, on your rest day, seek God and worship God. Keep it holy. Remember it. You know, I believe, you know, God misses us. Maybe some of you here, you know, pagka meron tayong mahal sa buhay, hindi natin nakikita, hindi natin nakakausap ng matagal na panahon, sobra po, namimiss natin. But you know what? I believe that, you know, maybe in the past few weeks, hindi mo nakakausap ang Panginoon, you don't have time, you know, God is telling you, He misses you so much. And this is the time that we need to dwell in the presence of God, and Lord, I want to rest in Your presence. Lord, I would just like to just kneel down and seek You and worship You because You deserve all the glory and honor. Can we just silent our souls? Silent ourselves. Don't mind the person next to you, just between you and God. Worship Him. Put your rest, your burden upon Him. You know what, church, when we seek God and rest in His presence, I could say that we should not find time resting in His presence. We should make time for it. Because when we say, I need to find time, the truth is, you can never find time because of the busyness of this world. That's why we need to make time waiting on God, resting in His presence. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes and, you know, just continue to keep in the attitude of worshiping God, just waiting on the Lord. You know, just breathe in, breathe out His presence. You know, He's our living water. His grace is sufficient. His love is unending. His love is unconditional. He loves you so deeply. We just need to realize and understand that He's holding you. He's holding your family. Just savor His presence, His love, His faithfulness. Never mind the worries. Don't mind the things that's pressuring you right now. Just leave it unto God. Lift it to God. And tell God, Lord, it is all Yours. The truth is, I don't have a solution. Still, You are sovereign. You are in control. That's why I lay down everything to You, God, unto Your feet. Just rest in His presence. Cast all your burdens, all your cares upon Him. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I felt like some of us here, just remain bowing your heads and close your eyes. I felt like the Lord is telling you, some of you here, you've been so worried, my son and my daughter. You've been so worried about your work, about what's going to happen tomorrow, about what's going to take place next year. The Lord is telling you, rest in Me. Trust Me. Put your faith in Me. I love you. You are my son. You are my daughter. I'm not going to leave you nor forsake you. Do not doubt. Some of you are doubting. Some of you are questioning God's timing. All you have to do, the Lord is telling you, just rest in My presence. I got this. I have this. Just put your trust in Me, my son and my daughter. And the Lord is telling you, God is about to do something that you never even imagined in the past. The Lord is about to surprise you, your family. Because the moment that you put your rest and cast your burden upon Him, the Lord is telling you, I will bless you. I will pour out overflow in your life. Just wait and rest and trust and put your faith in Me. That's what the Lord is telling you. Lord, I pray, God, for some of us here who have been carrying so much burden, who have been carrying so much pressure in work, in family, in business. Lord, I pray, God, that you would just refresh them right now. Lord, take away that heaviness. Take away, Lord God, that burdens, that hardships. But Lord, I pray right now that you would just embrace them. Comfort them right now, Lord God. That they may trust, that they may just dwell in your presence, Lord God. For in you, God, there is refreshing. There is great comfort, Lord God, in you alone, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for refreshing every one of us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us, Lord God, to make time just to worship and honor and read your word and pray. Lord, that we will not be in a hurry. Lord, na hindi namin mamadaliin yung time namin with you, Lord God, yung panahon namin sa iyo, Lord. We're just gonna wait and press on and seek you, Jesus. For in the first place, Lord God, it is you who designed everything for me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.